What began as organized opposition against an 82% rise in university tuition in Canada's Quebec province developed first into a student strike and now has grown into a full-blown social protest movement in sync with anti-austerity activists across the globe. A student boycott of classes, initiated in mid-February, grew to over 166,000 students on strike across the province by the end of March. Swelling numbers of students and their supporters have participated in more than a dozen weeks of protest rallies and marches, with over 300,000 taking to the streets of Montreal on March 22nd. But after Quebec's provincial government passed Emergency Bill 78, which limits the right of free speech and dissent, nearly 400,000 people marched in Montreal in deliberate defiance of the Liberal Party government of Jean Charest's attempt to suppress the student movement. The three main student groups organizing the strike have been joined in the streets in recent weeks by opposition parties, unions, and hundreds of Quebec lawyers. While negotiations between the students and government have recently resumed, police continue to crack down on protesters, with over 2,500 people arrested since the strike began in February. Your reporter spoke with Andrew Gavin Marshall, an independent researcher and writer based in Montreal, who provides analysis and context for understanding the Quebec student strike and its connections with anti-austerity movements worldwide.
The government had announced a 75 to 83% increase in the cost of tuition, nearly doubling our current cost. And in Quebec, we have the lowest tuition in the country, and actually on the continent. We pay an average of $2,500 a semester compared to $5,000 in the rest of Canada, and in the United States, even far more extreme than that. But we also have half the student debt as the rest of Canada, which has an undergraduate average of $27,000, whereas Quebec is $13,000. In the United States, the average undergraduate debt is about $24,000. So the increased tuition cost would obviously nearly double the debt cost. And this is what really mobilized the student associations here against the tuition increases. And the student associations here in Quebec function a little differently than across the rest of Canada and in the United States. They don't really function like our so-called democratic governments, where you simply elect officials every few years and they do whatever they want. Here, the major student associations function through direct democracy. So there are general assemblies, there are discussions, debates, and that the constituents themselves have to vote and make the actual decision. So the representatives simply carry them out. They're not really officials, they're just truly representatives. And so when this issue was put before the student associations and their constituents, in large part, students voted to strike. And the strike began back in February. It even included certain student associations at Anglophone schools here in Quebec, which is a French-speaking province. This is really the issue that sparked the movement. And students became engaged, were protesting consistently. In Montreal, the city where I live, there have been over 200 protests in the past over 100 days. For the first 2 months of the protest, the government simply refused to even speak to the students. They refused to negotiate. They refused to even consider negotiating. And so the students had to change. And through civil disobedience, they were targeting economic centers in the city, such as a sit-in on a major industrial bridge, which brings in economic goods in and out of the city every day. Consistently, the student protesters have been met with state violence and state repression on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. You would hear and see and experience protesters, peaceful protesters, being met with tear gas, pepper spray, concussion grenades, smoke bombs, beatings with batons, even having cars and trucks driven into them, shot with rubber bullets. We've had several students who have almost been killed by being shot in the face with rubber bullets, the face or the head. One student lost an eye, another student lost his vision, another student lost some teeth, and another student ended up in a coma with a skull fracture and brain contusion. And especially since Bill 78 was passed, which severely restricts the rights to freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, as guaranteed by the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom, this has really mobilized the good majority of the population against this bill. And so it's no longer students protesting. You see elderly people, you see children, you see strollers, you see wheelchairs, you see an incredible diversity and array of people every single night. It's truly no longer about tuition. It's about our very freedom. And the whole population is mobilizing behind this at the moment.
As you understand it, what are the students' demands here? Do they want the complete abolition of the tuition increase, or is there some middle ground you think that could achieve some settlement of this massive strike?
Well, the student association, I mean, there's three main ones. All of the main student associations agree that the hikes should be stopped, although there's some indication from the representative of the college student association that they are willing to allow for some hike. And in terms of a potential agreement or middle ground, I mean, certainly there are possibilities when it comes to the tuition issue. But so long as Bill 78 remains in place, this will have no support from students, and the students will vote against any agreement that does not rescind or repeal Bill 78.
How important is international solidarity with the student movement in Quebec? I've read about protests in Europe, Latin America, Taiwan, and of course here in the United States. Where do you think the links between the student movement and Quebec could take an international movement of students?
The international solidarity is absolutely necessary, and it gives such incredible hope to the students here. I mean, it really started to sprout up at a time right when we were being so destroyed, and it really gave the students here strength. We saw solidarity protests in Toronto, in Vancouver, in Calgary, in New York, organized by Occupy Wall Street, in Paris. There is a student movement entering its first year anniversary in Chile, which we here are learning from. The massive disparity in political, social, and economic structures of power are not only in Quebec. These are global issues. These are global challenges, and they require mobilizing the global population against them. And the faster it spreads, the more it spreads, the more globally it spreads, the better for everyone involved.
That was Andrew Gavin Marshall, an independent researcher and writer based in Montreal, Canada. Visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org to find links to additional news and commentary on Quebec's student movement.